Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Musical podcast with Zach Reno
and Jess McKenna
and Scott Passarella
on the keys. He's on the keys.
Every time I say that, I just think of a person sitting on a piano.
Yeah, that is how he plays. Just to paint you a picture, Scott sits on top of the piano with his hands under his butt and kind of dances back and forth.
You were already impressed, but now you should be more impressed.
Now you should be skeptical of what is true.
Now we are an unreliable narrator. Guys, there's another person in the studio, and we're very, very honored that she's joining us today. You know her. You love her. From Mad TV and Wicked, yeah. Can you believe it? A legit musical person is here.
Someone that actually knows what they're doing.
Zach and I are gripping the edge of our seat.
I'm gripping the table because the seat crumbled in my hands.
Please welcome Nicole Parker!
Thanks for having me. I love this podcast.
Are you kidding?
Obviously.
You were Elphaba on Broadway, yes?
I was.
Were you right after Adina?
No, I was like number 9.
Okay.
I was just which number 9.
That's great.
They just plug them in.
Which number 9?
Mm-hmm.
How long were you in Wicked?
I was in Wicked for 9 months, and then I did the national tour for 6 months.
That's crazy, because that's a hard part to sing.
It's the hardest.
It's almost physically impossible.
Yeah, I saw a picture of myself from it just like a couple nights ago. My husband was showing me a video, and I was like, oh, I look so great. Even though I also look like I'm dying, you know, like you could eat whatever you want when you're an Elphaba. It was great. It was absolutely great because you just ran around in a heavy dress with a broom for like 2.5 hours.
How heavy is the dress?
Well, here's the thing. They say it's like 55 pounds. It's like if you really put 55 pounds on your body, you would not be able to run around. But I'd say it's about 12 pounds, and that's pretty heavy.
I'm very strong.
The bubble dress that Glinda wears is even heavier, and it's gigantic. And on tour, some dressing rooms were so small that she had to stand outside in the hallway to like put it on. It was very glamorous.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, on Mondays, I would take a full vocal rest.
Yeah.
Which my husband joked was his favorite day of the week. Ha
ha ha. Classic
joke.
Just
kidding. We are very, very happy together.
I've been watching Ben Platt on Instagram.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like,
he's the male Elphaba for sure right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Total male Elphaba.
Hashtag boy Elphaba.
Male-phaba.
Male-phaba. And I was like, man, vocal rest. Like, he's being so, I mean, you have to, should do it. Did you do it for the days or mornings leading up to shows?
Yeah, I mean, like, you don't want to speak. You know what I mean? Like, you basically just wake up and, like, you just basically, you know, I would, like, try to do yoga. And then I would have the same stuff to eat every day, like, just 5 things. And then what was funny is if I was trying to be quiet, but I was, like, you know, if ever you got into, like, an argument maybe with your boyfriend or spouse, I would try to do it in a supportive way vocally. So it's, like, when I wanted to yell at him, it'd come out really weird. Like, supportive, be like, that's not there. You don't understand. he's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm trying to help my voice out, but I'm also very angry. It was all in the mask and supported. And so we ended up just laughing. There was really never any fight. Except for when I was trying to like mime something I wanted, he would always turn it into something sexual. It was like his favorite thing. It was actually kind of hilarious. So like I'd be like miming that I want to, like, I don't know, like get on the phone or something. And he'd be like, and I'd be gesturing with both hands. He'd be like, oh, okay. I mean, that's fine with me, but who's the other guy? Like, whatever. And it was like his favorite bit.
Oh my gosh, that sounds like a great
again,
tool.
We're very happy.
Yeah, to just sort of like take the pressure out
couples,
of any fight.
Couples are allowed to fight. We should
it
say
should,
that.
But there should be a therapy. There should be like a group therapy session for people who have to like date the Elphabas or the Evan Hansens in the
yeah.
future. Because you just don't have much to give.
Yeah, future Evan
Hansen. You're giving it all to the green.
Future Evan Hansen.
Hashtag.
All of the green.
All of the green.
I'm so full of all. I've got so many, you guys. I've got tons of wicked hashtags. Bam, bam,
if you can
bam.
Get involved on Twitter with a hashtag all to the green.
Green. Giving it all to the
let us know what you give all to the green in your life. Mm-hmm. I love... I love like arguing that immediately like loses the teeth though. That is just like,
yeah,
sorry, this is just plainly ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what it was, basically.
Great.
Yep.
We go now to a serious courtroom where a big matter is being decided.
Your Honor, may I approach the bench?
Yes, counsel, you may.
I just don't understand what prosecution is doing. This is absolutely unheard of to bring in a witness that we have not heard about and that we have not approved, that we didn't even get to depose. This is crazy, and all sorts of other legal things that I've learned that I can say.
Counsel,
right now.
Your concerns are heard. Hold on. Prosecution, could you approach the bench, please?
Yes, please.
Oh, God, she's so smug. So you went to Columbia.
Listen,
good job.
Here's the thing.
She also stole my boyfriend, but BT dubs.
Okay, well, there's a lot going on behind the scenes here. Here's what I need for you,
yes?
As the judge. I need the two of you to look at each other right now.
Okay.
And we need to find a way for you guys to get along at least through this trial, because I will not have a mistrial based on personal bullshit going on between the two of you, okay? So I need you to work out whatever it is that's going on here.
I'll have you know that I am a professional and I do not let my personal business interfere the second I step foot in this courtroom.
I don't know, you kind of told the judge about me being with Derek, so sort of like you were bringing up
okay,
that.
We're both taking
Honor,
shots.
I am trying my very best, Your Honor. I am a better lawyer than all the rest. But this bitch here, she is the worst. I want her out. Am I gonna make it through this? The jury is out. The jury is out.
Yes, prosecution.
It's not my fault that I was looking so fine. Your Honor, is it my fault that now Derek is mine? Your Honor, I'm allowed to bring the witness I choose. Don't make me play with this girl just because she's too afraid to lose.
This is trying. This trial,
I agree.
This is trying at this trial. And from the way this is going, we're gonna be here for a while. Let's try not to be
trying
while we're having a trial.
Oh, I could do that easily. This court is like my on buttoning her blouse.
I object that I'm not allowed to use every tool at my disposal. What am I supposed to do? Not show the jury's arousal.
Of course, that's what you're supposed to do.
I mean,
because this is our business, and all your cleavage is something that I do not to witness.
Okay, But now's not the time to share it. Take your personal things and put them down. I don't want to hear about Derek. It's too trying. It's trying. Too trying. Take a 5-minute recess, and when we come back, I want this sorted out!
God damn it.
Uh-oh, guys. Lunch rush is coming.
My favorite.
Oh, no, you guys. That, you know, that big high-profile case, they're about to just storm into this cafeteria. Mm-hmm. I heard they're taking a recess, and you know what? It's that weird time where our breakfast food isn't out anymore, and our lunch food isn't out yet, and they're going to be like, what can I have in this recess? And I'm going to say, you can have an apple.
And I'm going to say, you can have me, because I took my wedding ring off, and I'm going to get me one of them high-powered lawyers,
Charlene. Jeanette!
I'm feeling crazy today. I'm a Virgo, and the moon is in my favor. It said so in the paper.
I'm a Libra, so I'm just going to try not to fall over.
Oh, well, I'm a fiery Aries, so y'all better watch yourselves.
Now, do you guys ever think that we don't bring enough of our love of astrology into the servant of the people that come out of this courtroom all the time?
You know what? That's a good idea. Why not with your latte, just a little bit of pick-me-up from the stars?
Yeah, we could give horoscopes to all the people that do come on by.
We sure could.
One cappuccino, please.
Oh.
Harumph.
Oh, absolutely. What kind of milk would you like?
Oh, 2% if you have it.
Oh, okay. Well, sure. I'll get right on that.
Hey, what's your sign?
I don't know.
Hey, what's your sign?
I don't believe in that.
If you want to get some food from this line, you gotta tell me what's your sign.
Oh. Hey, you're in the front of the line.
You're in the front of the line.
You're in the front of the line.
It's in the front of the line.
And when you're in the front of the line, before we give you your coffee, gotta give us your sign.
Please. Move this along, let me get on my way. If you can give me that coffee if I tell you my birthday.
Sure.
I'm guessing something. I sense the energy in this trio. All your energy is pointing to the fact that you're a Leo.
I was born on August 3rd. Does that make me a Leo?
I tell you, cowardly, you are not. And in your future, I see a latte that is piping hot. Here you go.
This has already been terrible to me, though. I ordered a cappuccino.
Well, too
bad. Don't you think that you know and we know? Here's your cappuccino.
Tell us your sign, next person.
You're the front of the line.
And if you want to be front of the line, first you gotta tell us your sign.
Hi, I'm the stenographer. I know the answer. June 30th, I am a Cancer.
Well, guess what? This is something that you're gonna drink all right. I've got your drink for here. It's an all white.
Oh, how very European.
Thank you.
An all white, not a flat white?
No, an all white.
So is this a cup of milk?
It's a cup of milk.
I sense that your life isn't drab. You live the life of the astrological crab.
You're right.
I think that I know something that you can do.
Okay. Ooh.
You just take those crab claws and don't go outside and pause and go. Get yourself a man, that's true.
Now,
claw break.
Tap dance.
That's right.
Ooh, she's up on the cash register.
Oh, that hurts.
Shovel off. Next person.
You're at the front of the line. You're at the front of the line.
And when you're at the front of the line, you gotta give us your sign.
Give us your sign.
I am in witness protection. I don't think anyone
quite sure. With her watery face, she's a Pisces.
And that means this coffee establishment will grant your wish. Here is a cup of tea with a big Hey, babe, how's Chow going?
Chow is, like, so wild today.
Was my ex in there?
Yeah, that's why I was wild. You know I don't care about, like, the trial itself. The trial I got on lock. You know, I got one of those strongest legal minds of my generation.
God, you're so confident and cocky, and it never bites you in the ass.
Never, ever, ever. Hubris, more like, let's do this. Yeah, babe, she was, like, on my butt about me stealing you away from her. And I'm like, listen, you know what? If you had a treasure chest, if you had a treasure chest, would you just, like, leave it out in the middle of the street open with, like, the gold shining in the light? Or would you put
I'd bury it in the dang sand.
That's right. So it's like, is it my fault that she put you, the treasure of my life, out in the glimmering sand?
Oh, Jen, I love it when you call me treasure.
You are my treasure.
Thanks.
She should have locked it up.
You gotta lock up treasure when you find it.
Yeah.
Don't be leaving your valuables around. You're just asking for them to get stole. And I don't take any responsibility for my part in this. I'm just an object. I'm just a pawn in a larger chess game played between two power players.
Aren't we all? Like, nothing's anybody's fault, right?
That's right. Nothing is anybody's fault. What am I? Just a guy mowing his lawn. But did I decide to mow the lawn? Or am I just a pawn in some sort of lawn, larger game that we don't know, in which someone has decided it was time for the lawn to get mowed? Just small players, small players, small players in a much larger game. Just small players, small players. And nothing is anyone's fault, so no one is to blame.
Look at them down at the end of the hall. They think they got it made.
Smooch, smooch, smooch.
I thought my future was planned. The plans were all laid. I thought that I was the best, the hot shot. But I left my treasure out, and she found the X that marked the spot. And now I can't eat or dress. I'm caught in this game of chess. I don't know, I guess I figured it out too late.
Larger game, we're
small players,
and nothing is anyone's fault, so no one is to blame.
I know I am not to blame.
Except she is to blame. Wait a minute, she's absolutely to blame. Why am I taking this? I was the top in my class. What?
Hi.
Sorry.
I'm Robert. I'm a paralegal for one of the attorneys here.
Oh, hi, Robert.
I just noticed you.
I scream at the mirror sometimes just because it helps me get focused for going back inside the room.
Oh, I just wanted to say I've kind of been following your legal career for a long time.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah. I mean, you are who I think you are, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, I am. I'm the lawyer that went Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, I knew it.
And can I be honest?
Yeah.
When you were Dancing with the Stars, I couldn't believe how much your law background came into play. I expected you to be a great dancer because you're on Dancing with the Stars, and that's kind of a given.
Yeah.
But it was your legalese when you were on Dancing with the Stars.
Well, it's okay. It's my idea to dance the cha-cha to I Fought the Law and the Law Won.
I'd like to give you an 8, unless you could convince me otherwise that I shouldn't just give you an 8.
Well, I'm just going to say, first of all, I did this dance for my grandmother, who is currently
okay,
battling.
That's up to a 9. That's up to a 9.
She's battling a bad allergy at home. And,
okay, well, I should have maybe not jumped on that.
You know, I just want you to close your eyes.
Okay.
And I want you to imagine that you're that grandmother.
I'm that grandmother.
Okay? And I want you to imagine that you're watching a girl, and she's dancing, and she's beautiful, and she does all she can, and she gives all her heart, and I want you to open your eyes.
Oh.
That girl is your granddaughter.
Whoa. Ha! She's not born yet, but if she were, she would give you a 10.
Yes.
You,
I want,
Claire
hold on.
Montgomery.
I want to give you a 2. I've lost faith in life, and nothing you could say will change my mind.
Oh, Bruno, you're not fun ever since you started drugs.
I am Bruno Mars. Nope. Who am I?
I don't know. You're the short one.
I'm Bruno the short one.
Thank you. I really appreciate this. This is going to mean a lot to my grandmother.
Bruno, get with the times. We have all given Claire Montgomery 3 tens. You are the winner of Dancing with the Stars.
Yes, thank you so much.
The way you convinced all of those judges.
I timed to kill her.
Whoa.
That's what I did.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what that maneuver is called?
Yeah, it's called the time to killing.
Well, hey, Claire, can I call you Claire? Miss Montgomery?
Miss Montgomery, Claire.
Yeah, Miss Montgomery, Claire, if you have time, I'd love to meet you at the cafeteria sometime or...
Sure, I got time to kill.
Oh, you mean right now? How long is this recess?
I don't know.
I was actually hoping we could go over whether or not I should testify or not.
After the trial, then.
All right, you know what? It's a date, and I look really forward to it. I really do. Well, Robert, thank you for saying hi to me.
You're welcome, Claire. Thank you for saying hi. I'm gonna go now.
Are you okay?
No, yeah, I'm fine. I'm not nervous. Everything's good. Bye.
Whoa, girl. Listen, I know you're my lawyer, but can I give you some advice?
I guess.
Listen, I think that Robert guy is pretty into you.
Whatever. I'll just screw it up.
What?
Like, no, I always do.
No.
Perfect guy comes along. He knows me. He knows what I've done. He appreciates the terms I use.
Yeah, that guy.
His voice goes up and trails off at the very end of our conversations. And I'm so
that
sorry.
Guy
I'm trying
like,
to quit smoking.
That guy sounded... No, you're okay. But I heard that guy. He sounded like a full baby pterodactyl.
Yeah.
And that's... That only happens when someone's really in love. And listen, I appreciate you working so hard on my case to get me off for being framed for train corruption.
You didn't do it.
I didn't do it.
I believe you.
I know you do, and it's really been so helpful. And, you know, listen, I know if I didn't have my wife at home, it would be a lot harder to go through this. And I think Robert could be that for you.
God. Lawyer, heal thyself. I guess I focused on one thing. I guess I focused not on myself. Instead, I focused on every legal document at college on the shelf.
And that's been good for me because you're doing an excellent job on my case.
Yeah, but it's bad for me because I'm just a lonely, stupid face.
And then that makes it bad for me because when they say not guilty, I want you to be happy too. Not just me, Reginald Catharsis, Baron of the
trains.
I can't believe Reginald Catharsis is in this courtroom. Such a famous man, everyone knows his name, but he was put away for train corruption, siphoning money away from all of the trains and all the people who rely on them to get from A to B. Did he or did he not cause those people pain?
If I did anything to hurt the train, Washington, D.C. at 8 and heads towards Sacramento to get there at night. Will the people on the train weigh the same as my crime?
That's why it's good for me to have that great legal brain. Good for me to never ever corrupt a train. Good for you to take back your own game. Because in this life, we are the ones who are to blame. We are in control, just like a conductor of a train. Just like a conductor of the train, we're on the loose. Just like a train, we can do our hardest and I'll push you, I'll be a caboose.
Chugga, chugga,
yeah,
chugga,
that's right.
Chugga.
For both of us, chugga, it chugga, could be good.
Chugga, chugga, chugga.
Come on, I'm chugga, gonna chugga, be chugga, the chugga, little lawyer. Chugga, chugga.
Trial. Will Reginald Catharsis be convicted of train fraud? Was he framed?
Will Robert speak his heart? And will Derek and Jen just run off and bother no one else?
Find out after intermission when we return to Attorney at Love.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good.
You know, sometimes when I get too tired from recording the first half of Off Book the Musical podcast with Zach and Jess, I just like to kick back and relax on a desert island. Didn't I say desert island? I meant Spice Island. I like to relax on Spice Island. Also, it's the middle of the night. That's why there's crickets. You know, fall is here, and for me, that means cooking richer, heartier recipes that keep me warm and satisfied during the cooler months. And for a noticeably richer flavor, I always opt for premium spices from Spice Island. You know, whether you're looking for a flavor adventure on a desert island in the middle of the night, which is why there's crickets, or simply better tasting meals, fill your pantry with Spice Islands and taste the difference in every bottle. You ever notice how some companies are taking no steps to ensure the richness of their flavors? Spice Islands is taking extra steps to ensure the richness of their flavors. Like cryogenically freezing their cumin to preserve its oils, like the brain of Walt Disney. Is that a thing? Or milling their garlic to a true powder. Not a false powder. Not a fraudulent powder. Not a liquid in disguise. A true powder. You know, so it doesn't add grittiness to your dishes. Visit spiceislands.com/offbook for more spice facts, #spicefacts, and delicious recipes, including one for spiced maple carrots, a perfect gift for a maple rabbit, or anyone, because it's a quick, simple side to complement any meal or rabbit. That's spiceislands.com/offbook and pick up Spice Island spices in the premium spice section of your local retailers or your local island.
Welcome back!
When we left them, there were many people worried about the trial of train corruption.
And many people worried about their personal love lives.
Work-love balance, the story of the ages.
Okay, thank you for these fish!
Huh, what can we do for you? You like a paralegal, right?
Yeah. I'm wondering, what is the most romantic thing I can get at this cafeteria to give to a lawyer who I'd really like to impress, but quite frankly, way out of my league?
Well, I mean, we do have a Michael Bublé CD.
Yes, buy the Bublé.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, this cafeteria sells a Michael Bublé CD?
Yeah, several. Yes. It's not really time yet for a Christmas one.
Okay. So a lot of his albums are Christmas albums.
Yeah, a lot of them are Christmas ones. But you can buy this one that has a great original song on it.
Ooh.
Not just the Great American Songbook.
Yeah.
It's the straightest way to her heart.
Okay. Can I be totally honest?
Yeah, sure.
I find that if I was going to buy someone a Michael Bublé CD, I might just like buy them a Frank Sinatra CD. If I was going to go to a concert, then I would go to a Michael Bublé concert because I can't see Frank Sinatra in concert. But I feel like they cover a lot of the same material. Is it just me? Is this why I'm single? I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. God, I think this might be why you're single.
Because
Nobody says no to Michael Bublé. Nobody says no to Michael Bublé. He's our smooth singer from that great white way. Oh, nobody says no to Michael Bublé. I meant the great white north. Yep.
I can't say no to Michael Bublé. Whoops. I get his name confused. I find it hard to say. But it doesn't matter. Time he starts to sing, I can't help listening to that big band and my heart starts to swing.
You would have got your love sooner if you embraced Bublé as the greatest crooner.
You would have
got your love sooner.
I got kids? What you're saying, I think I get it. The thing I have to do is play for her. I just haven't met you yet.
That's right,
that's right.
And when December comes, I'll just play her his Christmas album. And that's literally all I have to do.
I just haven't met you yet, so great. I can listen to it all night long. I love it, but I feel like it's a rip-off of that Sarah Bareilles song.
To be totally honest, Bublé's not my favorite guy. But if it's gonna get me with the girl of my dreams, then I guess I'm gonna give it a try. I would've found love sooner if I'd embraced Mikey Bublé as my favorite crooner.
You would've
found your love sooner
if you stop wasting time with Sinatra.
A Bublé sock sandwich is really what makes the panties drap.
Ooh, I thought the love I would be sharing is if I laid her down by a fire to the sweet sounds of Bobby Darin. I tried to say
it's okay. I know the point that you made.
Bobby,
you're just a guy, and we're trying to get you Bublé.
It's a good one.
great day.
Hey, thanks, and it's all thanks to Michael Bublé. I just haven't met you yet.
Good luck.
Thank you.
It sounds like that song.
Yeah.
Hey, babe.
Yeah. Yeah, babe.
Do you have to go back to the courtroom?
I don't know. It's just like I really want to be like guilty on train corruption because I haven't got that one yet. And it's like in my bingo card of like cases.
Yeah. You're pushing real hard for it, even though there's really not a lot of evidence to suggest that Reginald Catharsis is guilty of train corruption.
I know. And I am so tired of being a DA with this flipping burden of proof.
Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah, babe.
He's not guilty of train corruption.
Well, how do you know that?
Because I am.
Derek, how could you even corrupt a train? You're how a steamboat could, operator.
Well, I may be a steamboat operator, but maybe you didn't know my last name because I've never told it to you.
Wait, you're right. We just say, hey, Derek.
Uh-huh. I'm Derek Amtrak. Amtrak's the name. Creating a train monopoly, that's my game. And I got a certain Reginald right in my target. You know I got to take down Reginald Catharsis, because there's no room in the train game for two trains. Two trains on the track, the train game would never be the same. One train, one track. So if he's taking market share, I gotta take it back. And that's the train game. No room on a train game for too many trains. Reginald Catharsis with his extra leg room is to blame. His trains are comfortable, and all the comforts he keeps. There's room in his trains for delicious snacks and room for you to sleep. But there's no room in the train game for a second train. And so his backers I will woo. I'll take them away from Reginald and bring them to Derek Amtrak. 'Cause I'm the one who's gonna say choo-choo.
I don't know what to think. I guess I should have guessed when your target was a picture of the Metrolink.
I also hate Metrolink.
I don't know if I should gloat. I thought that you just captained a boat. How did you get this past my gaze?
It's very simple. No one suspects a man of being a train. That's right, I'm not just a man, I'm a train, isn't that insane?
Yes, that is insane, that you're literally a train. It's really insane that I didn't notice that you are a train.
Oh yes, I'm a train. Let me tell you how I feel. Hidden beneath these pants and shoes is a set of 70 wheels. I'm not really a train, I should have mentioned this before. I've got the soul of the train and the feeling of a train. It's just kind of a metaphor.
Great. But I did one time have that little dream where you and I were making out, but out of your ears was coming steam.
That's right, because I'm really a train. Okay. It's not a metaphor. I'm an actual train like a Transformer man. I can't believe you didn't see.
Of Transformers, yeah. You are a bit derivative. I've lost track of what language. Is it literal or is it figurative?
It's figurative in the sense that I'm not actually a train.
Okay.
And it's literal in the sense that I am a train man.
Train game that you are to blame. Yes, you are the one to blame in this insane train game, causing so much pain.
train game. Insane in this game. Insane in this train game where no one is to blame.
No, it's
insane in the train game. Insane in the game.
Insane in the train game
where no one is to blame. Toot toot.
You're on.
All right.
Your Honor, I'm sorry. Can we have a conference at the bench? Ugh. Everybody, everybody.
Could you please button up your blouse?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah. Doop, 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 doop.
All right. We can have this, but I gotta say, you guys, we've spent most of this trial having conferences at the bench.
Okay,
at some point, we will have to get back to the trial.
Listen, we have to do a mistrial.
What?
Oh, of course.
The
second she starts getting worried, she's going to lose. She's going to declare mistrial.
What did I say
she
about
just
a
call
mistrial,
Jen? Mistrial. Get it?
Yeah, little mistrial over
well,
here. I shouldn't
funny.
Be showing favoritism.
Trial.
It's very
well,
funny.
It was clever.
Claire,
can
that's
you
very
deny
funny.
It?
No, I can't.
Honestly,
sustained.
Honestly, I loved it. It reminded me of those little books, like Little Miss Sunshine.
Don't
little...
try to get on my good side.
I'm trying. That is what I'm trying to do, Claire, because I'm saying I was wrong. And you were right. Not just about this trial, but about Derek and about blame.
Derek? What does Derek have anything to do with
Do you
with
know
this?
Derek's last name?
Well, it's just A, period.
No,
that's what he always told me.
It's not.
That's not a name. That's a letter, and that's an abbreviation for a longer name.
I was in love, okay? And you know what? You just don't think clearly when you're in love.
We all have blindness.
You just accept the A period.
I get it.
His last name is Amtrak, and I have evidence that he is the one behind this train corruption. So I'd like
what?
To throw out the state's case against Reginald Catharsis and bring a new case against Derek Amtrak.
Wait. The jury doesn't know who that surprise witness is yet, right? Is Derek still outside?
Yeah.
I think I have an idea.
Okay, I'm listening. Also, thanks for you know, being open to me.
I'm not sure legally what I'm supposed to do in this situation because it feels like the two of you are now corroborating with each other.
We will stop approaching the bench if you let us do this.
Yeah, yes, I would love that.
Your Honor, we'd like to call Derek A. period. For cross-examination.
Derek,
a surprise
babe,
a witness.
What's going on?
I don't know, babe. You just got called to the stand.
Do I have to come? I'm not sure what the rules are. This.
You
can
do.
I not come?
Well, no, not at this point.
Really?
You have to.
Anyone you call to the bench has to come to the bench?
Why?
I have a piece of paper here that has been signed and approved, and it says that you absolutely have to be here.
Well, I don't know.
It's just my sandwich card from lunch.
Well, if a piece of paper says it, then yeah, I guess I'll come up to the bench.
Yeah, and I have this piece of paper that says, me, Derek A., period, waives my Fifth Amendment rights.
Babe, I don't...
It's just my sandwich card. It's okay.
Babe, I don't remember.
You got tuna too, guys.
Oh my gosh, we have more in common.
Why do we choose to be enemies?
I don't know.
I get, I mean, yeah, yeah. Sure, I'll come to the bench. What are you, I put my hand on this book?
Yes.
Okay.
You put your hand on this book.
Okay.
You swear to tell the truth.
Okay.
The whole truth. That's what you will do.
Yeah, I swear.
You swear to tell the truth.
Yes.
Or you'll lie or be hanged, oh. Are you ready? It's time for the cross-examination tango.
Wait, I'm not sure. I'm not a lawyer and I'm not a boss. Is a cross-examination, isn't there something to cross?
Take this one.
On the night of September 8th,
okay.
It was that very night that you made me wait. Trust me, that's what I heard from him. But it turns out the gym video shows no sign of you. So my question is this, where were you September 8th before the hours of 10 and 2?
I don't remember. I don't remember, and that's a fact. I don't remember where I was, and I certainly was not mucking about with a railroad track. I don't remember. I don't remember where I was. I don't remember because it was a long time ago.
Huh. Prosecution?
So I don't
okay.
remember
yeah.
anything.
Oh, listen. Ladies and gentlemen,
yes, and as the DA, my examination will be direct. Direct examination for this abomination you see on the stand.
Where were you when you were seen fleeing from the tracks behind the factory?
Certainly wasn't going to go destroy incriminating proof that I had just planted evidence against Reginald. I don't remember a plan so sinister and bold.
Wait! I remember a night. It's vague, but I see an evening we spent together playing Monopoly. I remember I had to goad you into talking about why you didn't want to buy the railroad. You said your father had beaten you with a toy train, and he had spilled some wax on you from a candle in a votive. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, he has his locomotive.
I don't remember.
He doesn't remember
the time my dad hit me in the head with a train.
It happened.
And kept hitting and hitting and hitting right through my child brain, and then spilled a bunch of wax on me that burned my tiny arms. I don't remember. I don't remember all of that fatherly harm. Except that I do remember, because I can't forget. It's true. My dad beat me in the head with a toy train. And he said, Monopoly is a ridiculous game. There aren't multiple railroads. There is one railroad. And you either own that railroad or you don't. And you'll either get all the railroads or you'll be no son of mine.
Derogate, period. Did you corrupt the trains or not?
Of course I did. And I'd do it again. There shouldn't be multiple trains. There should be one train that I run. Me. There's no room in the train game for multiple trains. That would be insane in the train game. Insane in my brain. Multiple trains.
Your Honor, the defense rests.
So does the state.
If we're done, I suppose.
Guilty!
Oh, there's a jury.
No, I am overruling the jury.
Oh, man, we gave up like 15 of our days.
Yeah, and I was supposed to be the foreman.
You'll be paid for all of your time.
But wait, she stopped unbuttoning her blouse. It was boring.
I thought we were going to get, like, at least one more free lunch.
No, you're not. Trial is over.
This
is not about lunch. This is about justice.
And I, Reginald Catharsis, have something to say to the jury. I'm so sorry. I will buy you a free lunch.
Hooray!
Yay!
I'm gonna go to that cafeteria.
Me too.
They put fish in their drinks.
It's so whimsical.
And they have all the latest Michael Bublé CDs.
And I think this young man has something to say too.
Only if the trial is over.
It's definitely over,
Robert. You stayed. You came back.
I did.
Go on, young man. This won't be an interruption. We have finished the trial of train corruption, and now I will leave and have a happy life, buying lunch for this jury and taking a cruise with my wife. Goodbye.
Oh my God, he's flying.
Whoa. Oh, Claire.
He should have just done that from the beginning. What?
I got you something.
Oh my God, what?
This is a CD, a gift from me. And I know in 2017 it's more normal to give MP3s, because who has a CD player unless you're in your car? But there is an emotion that I've got on my chest. It burns like a shining star. And I guess that I'm in love with you. And I've never felt something so pure and true. And this is a feeling better it cannot get. You're the one, and I have met you yet.
Oh my God, Robert.
You should go for this, girl.
I think I might have to let you hang around. Michael Bublé, how did you know I love that faux Sinatra sound?
Just a hunch.
I can tell you this is better than a coffee snack. And the train trial's over, but my heart's just jumped the track.
That the world has to give.
That's right.
We can't take ourselves and go live. I can't wait to sport. A brand new ring is your wife. And guess what? I am leaving this court.
You're leaving. That's what I saw. I think it's time for neither of us to be attorneys at law. So I'll go to law school, but a law school for a dove, because the kind of attorney I wanna be is an attorney at law. Attorney
at law school for doves. The John Woo Law School for doves.
The John Woo Law School for doves.
It's the thing that magic is made of.
Attorneys at law. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
All the music that we're doing is kind of like being made up on the spot, and I'm really hankering for some music that's maybe like thought out at all beforehand.
Oh, yeah. You know, like talent?
Yeah. Talent.
Well, guess what? I got good news for you.
Cool.
Matt Besser teamed up with Bobby Matthews, and they wrote a comedy punk rock musical called Stolen Idea.
Stolen Idea?
Yeah. It like covers the idea of like stealing intellectual property in both the music and comedy world. So it's putting music and comedy together, which we know we love and our listeners love.
And also has happened to us when we wrote Les Mis.
Yeah, guys.
And then someone else stole it from
us. We wrote a hilarious version of Les Mis and someone stole it.
Ugh.
Ugh. The story follows
a stand-up comedian and a rock musician who are both approaching 40, which is the new 20, which is a line from Stolen Idea, and they feel like their time to make it is running out. I mean, I know I feel like that. Tick, tick, tock.
I don't. I'm going to live forever.
I know, and it's such a bummer.
I'm going to learn how to fly. That's another musical that was stolen from us. Fame. We wrote it.
It was hilarious when we wrote it.
It was very silly.
Yeah. Oh, guys. This musical was produced and mixed by Earwolf's very own Brett Morris. Brett Morris, the incredible engineer who engineers Off Book. He's doing this right now.
Makes us sound so much better than we are. He changes our voices in post to be angel voices. I normally sound like a frog thrown at a window.
I normally sound like a rock in a rock tumbler. And yet he takes those two things and makes them sound okay.
Ooh, like this. I am he that is called Echoplex. The hero, Echoplex. Bow to me and do my bidding, and my bidding is that you listen to Stolen Idea on Stitcher Premium!
Oh, it's gone.
I'm normal now.
Wow, look at his amazing skill. He brought out your inner spirit Echoplex, and he does incredible sound engineering on the talents of Scott Aukerman, Paul Russ, James Adomian, John Gemberling, Virginia Matthews, Harris Whittles, Mike Cassidy, Mike Still, and Danielle Schneider.
Guys, they're great. Gotta listen to it. Stolen Idea on Stitcher Premium, and you get 1 month of Stitcher Premium free when you go to StitcherPremium.com/stolen and enter the promo code OffBook.
So go to StitcherPremium.com/stolen, use OffBook as the promo code, and listen to a punk rock comedy musical.
Why wouldn't you want to
bow to the will of Echoplex?
And me, Echoplex Jr.
Yes, hi, this is my son. We are evil.
Welcome back from Attorney at Love.
The musical.
What a romantic tale.
Thank you so much for doing that with us.
Oh, thank you so much. That was a blast. You guys are amazing.
You're amazing. Oh, my goodness.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh, goosebumps.
What a voice.
What a voice.
What choices. What a voice. What a choice.
What voice. What choice. We're going to do a little segment to close out the episode called
Deep Cut.
So you know about musical theater.
A little bit.
You know a little bit.
But you probably don't know about these because we have found some obscure musicals and we would like you to pick from one of them.
Great. So I'm going to give you three titles. And you know what? Maybe you have heard of some of these, but I hope not. Look to the Lilies, Flahuli, Irene.
These are real.
These are real.
That's amazing. And then I have to pick them.
Yeah, pick one. Yeah. Look to the Lilies, Flahuli, Irene.
I like Irene.
Great. Great. Now, of Irene, I have three real song titles.
From the musical.
From the musical, Irene, which I believe is from 1919.
Wow.
Irene, 1919.
Mm-hmm. Irene, 1919. They are Hobbies, Castle of Dreams, The Last Part of Every Party.
Oh, that one for sure.
Last Part of Every Party? Well, we can't play that song because we don't have the rights to it. But we will write a song, The Last Part of Every Party. If we were in it, here's what it would be. Everyone, what a wonderful party we had today.
Oh, it was truly splendid.
Delightful, delightful.
We drank all the drinks.
We sure did.
We ate all the tiny pretzels.
We've played games and we've caught up and reminisced of old times shared.
And only two of us died from consumption.
Only two. But that's how the night ends. The last part of a party, the part that you cherish inside. The greatest part of a party is you have two friends and they've died. They've died of consumption, for their constitution wasn't hearty. And that's how it ends, the very last part of a party.
A party.
You've passed around the beer, and you've shared a tale or two. And you've looked to your left, and you've looked to your right, and you've said goodbye to those two who died. They died so fair, but you didn't die, you still live, what a scare.
The last part of a party, the last part of a party, the last part of a party, where two people die.
But all of a sudden,
many years from now. When a person leaves without a goodbye, people will say how.
Oh.
Here is my thought, oh, here is my wish. When you suddenly leave a party with no goodbye, that is an exit, so I wish.
Just to die is an Irish goodbye.
That's
just
true.
To die is an Irish goodbye.
Oh, the last part of a party, the last part of a party, the last part of a party is an Irish goodbye.
They died!
That is Scott Bazzarello
of the Kings!
Oh my goodness, please guys, keep liking, listening, subscribing, writing reviews. You have been so delightful.
You've been a true delight. Thanks for joining us for Off Book, the musical podcast.
Musical podcast.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
To Nicole Parker.
Where can the people find you?
They can find me at NFParkerGirl on Instagram or NPRedford on Twitter.
You truly should. She's a national treasure.
Hit her up. Yes, yep. The kind of treasure you should lock up.
The kind of treasure you leave above the ground for all the people to see.
Or forget to hire for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever she wants, whatever the treasure wants, I will not drop this. Zach, you have, I will never. Goodbye, this is my life now.
Goodbye.
Earwolf? More like Fear Wolf. Get ready to quake in your headphones because Earwolf's movie podcast are talking about horror movies the entire month of October. Listen to How Did This Get Made? The Canon and Cracked Movie Club dissect spine-tingling horror classics all month long. And watch out for special spooktacular episodes of Gilbert Gottfried's amazing colossal podcast, The Cracked Podcast. And who charted, or should I say, boo charted?
Subscribe to all these shows and follow along on social media with the hashtag FearWolf. And beware of podcasts that go bump in the night!
This has been an Earwolf production. Executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.